all about it. Now, a while ago, I chanced to roam to the place my great-granddaddy called home. There wasn't much that I saw that day, but I learned a lot more along the way. I was going to Ireland, retracing my family footsteps, digging up roots. They call them tubers. Now, the closer to the root of my family tree, more people seem to look like me. I saw a sign that said Molly O'Brien's Bar. I knew right then I wasn't all that far. So I went in there and I asked for a beer, and he pours out this black stuff. He says, "Cheers. Guinness gives you strength," he said. And I'll tell you, friends, it's like drinking bread. There's a loaf in every pint. I started feeling strong. I felt like I could say, woo-hoo. Now my whistle was wet and my tongue was loose when the barman asked me why'd I choose to travel such a long, long way on such a cold and a rainy day. I said, "I'm going up to King's Court Town, that's County Cavan, just to look around. My great-granddaddy came from there. I want to see if the old home place is still there." He moved his head from side to side, and then up and down. Then he turned around and he said, "A Cavan man then, you know, a lot of people wouldn't admit to that." I figured I'd save a little bit of hassle, booked a room nearby in a fancy castle. I had a hard time getting my dinner there. It was full of these people with light blonde hair. Danish tourists. Two big busloads of them. You know, the owner of the place, his hair was black, and when I talked to him, I didn't get much back. His people are what you'd call West Brits. They're the ones that treated my people like dirt. That's true. That's what led it to the Irish Civil War. I guess I didn't realize I'd come back to get a little more. That fella's nose was way up in the air. But he took my money just the same. That night I dreamed I saw the ghost of the one that I'd rather have as host. It was Tom O'Brien walking around the cabin west of King's Court Town in County Cavan. The very next day in a hardware store, I met a cousin 10 times removed or more, but he was no apparition, he weren't no haint. He was selling nuts and bolts and paint. So I went up to him and told him about our family connection. He kind of stood there still reflecting, and I could tell he wasn't all that much impressed when he asked me with nary a trace of jest. He said, "How exactly may I help you, sir?" I just bought some nails and got the hell out of there. That day, after a little detecting, I found the lane in the rural section, and it matched the picture in my dad's scrapbook, and my heart beat faster as I drove up to look. The sun burst through the clouds just then. Oh. As I gazed down at the current residence, it was a little sheepdog and an old milk cow. Yeah, the old home place is just an old barn now. It's ashes to ashes. Dust to dust, thatch roof to tin roof, and tin roof to rust.
All right. I'm going to do one with just the fiddle here for you. And, I got another record that came out a little while ago called Songs from the Mountain, and I don't know if any of you have read the novel Cold Mountain, Charles Frazier. And it's one of the great books of the age, but it's also a great window into the world of traditional music for those that are uninitiated. I know a lot of you are initiated, but it's almost one of the characters in the book, all the songs that he mentions, and he takes lyrics from various old songs and puts them right in the dialogue. And so my friends and I, Dirk Powell and John Herman and I, made this record of all the stuff that's referred to or quoted from. And we're going to do one of those songs for you. An old old mournful tune. Got it in the old Appalachian kind of tuning here. They kind of tuned their fiddles down to make them sound more like, get more as much sound as possible, because I guess in the mountains you didn't have a lot of stuff and you just did make do with the best you could with what you had. And it's also conveniently sounds more like bagpipes. It's got all the drones.